فیلم فیق از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فیق or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
Self-purification is the most significant factor.
امامت یک اصل زنده است در تاریخ اسلام.
امامت is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
Hello, good day everyone. Welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech on IRIB English Radio. In today's episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Muhammad Baqir Tabatabai Nejad. Please stay tuned.
بزرگ مردم ایران در سال 57 این بود که برای خدای متعال قیام کردند و گفتند ربنا الله.
The great deed of the people of Iran in 1979 was that they rose up for God Almighty and said, Our Lord is God. We will not accept any government except the government that is pleasing to God. We do not accept the domination of foreigners, aliens, colonizers, and disbelievers. This was the great deed of the people of Iran. They said, Rabbunallah, our God has said in the Quran, O you who believe, do not take the Jews and Christians as allies or protectors. Believers have no right to accept the guardianship or velaya of Jews and Christians. Our God has commanded us in the Quran, believers should not take disbelievers as allies instead of believers. He has said, this is a clear Quranic text. Disbelievers have no right to rule over Muslims. Muslims have no right to accept the rule of disbelievers. Our God has said in the Quran, O Muslims, break the foundations of the rule of Taghut or tyranny. Demolish the palaces of Taghut. Remove the crown from the head of Taghut.
یه جمله خوندم قشنگ بود. میگفت اون زنانی که پهلوی چادر از سرشون برداشت.
Once I read a beautiful sentence. It said, those women who removed the veil from their heads under Pahlavi raised children who removed the crown from the head of Pahlavi. God has commanded us, avoid Taghut, demolish the palaces of Taghut. God Almighty in Surah Al-Mumtahina said, If you accept the domination of the disbelievers, they will overpower you. If the disbelievers gain power and authority over Muslims, they will show themselves to be your enemies. Non-Muslim disbelievers do not love you so much. They are not infatuated with your eyes and eyebrows. If sometimes they smile at you, it is because they cannot afford to frown. If sometimes they wear suits and civilian clothes, it is because they cannot wear combat uniforms. Otherwise, they are hostile to you. Thank you very much, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, for staying tuned with the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Muhammad Baqir Tabatabai Nejad. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. Till another episode, God bless you all, and goodbye.